And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. To Canada we go, where Justin Trudeau's Liberal empire is crumbling from within as Quebec's MPs join the growing chorus demanding his resignation. After his finance minister jumped ship rather than accept a demotion, even his home province's caucus is turning against him. Florida's new social media ban for children under 14 takes effect this week, requiring parental permission for teens and age verification for adult content. The law is targeting platforms with addictive features like infinite scrolling because giving children their attention spans back protects them in the short term and the long run. Well, the world's pandemic isn't making too many headlines. Abortion claimed 45 million lives globally in 2024, more than cancer, smoking, and traffic accidents combined. That's an entire Canada's worth of children erased in just 12 months. When a French TV channel reported the numbers, regulators fined them heftily, insisting abortion cannot be presented as a cause of death. Reality, apparently, is a little bit too uncomfortable for public consumption. And Colorado is embarking on a bold new veterans therapy program administering psychedelic mushrooms for PTSD. Critics are wondering if using traumatized veterans as guinea pigs for mind-altering drugs might not be the most ethical path to legalization. Also, anything psychedelic shouldn't be legal. But hey, that's how it started out with marijuana, and that turned out just fine, right? And to Michigan now we go, which under Governor Gretchen Whitmer's leadership has achieved the dubious distinction of being America's second worst state for population growth. The only bright spot, international migration, is masking the exodus of native residents. Apparently, when you combine anti-business policies with the nation's highest unemployment rate, people vote with their feet. And Minnesota's new unlimited abortion law has achieved its intended effect, a 16% surge in procedures to a 20-year high. Governor Walz helpfully removed reporting requirements for post-operative complications in infants who survived attempts to end their lives, ensuring the public won't be troubled by these inconvenient details. Well, Zondervan's new upside-down kingdom study Bible promises, quote, diversity to Scripture, including theological diversity, because apparently God wasn't clear enough the first time about worshiping other gods. Yeah, the publisher's transformation of Marx's talking points into evangelical-friendly language proves the mind virus knows no bounds. And new prison statistics reveal that two-thirds of male inmates identifying as women are serving time for sex offenses compared to 17% of the general male prison population. Yet some of these offenders still end up housed with female inmates through exceptional circumstances exemptions. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.